Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bears, John Fox said today that Leonard Floyd is likely to be placed on an IR soon, but the team has not decided yet about surgery for Floyd. The Bears head to Philly on Sunday, where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Bears great and Hall of Fame semifinalist Brian Urlacher was on with Spiegel and Parkins and let them know what he likes about Mitch Trubisky.
He's not about himself. He's about trying to win games. I think once they give him some more freedom to do more things, he'll do better and better like he has been. The last couple of weeks, he's throwing the ball a little more, got a little bit more aggressive. And he can run, which is a big threat as a defensive player. It was a pain in the butt getting ready for guys who could scramble. And Mitch got some wills. Just, it's exciting to see us finally have a guy like that who can do it all.
In the NBA, the Bulls blew a 19-point lead last night in their loss to the Lakers. Tonight, they'll try to get their first win on their road trip in Salt Lake City against the Rudy Gobert-less Utah Jazz. On the ice, the Blackhawks will be back in Tampa tonight, visiting the Lightning. College basketball on the score tonight at 5:30. Illinois takes on Augustana, and in the AHL.